USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined, as did the 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of H.R. 5376, the Inflation Reduction Act.
With this law, the American people won and special interests lost. Say it again. The American people won and special interests lost.
Another economic indicator comes out today. The Producer Price Index, or PPI program, measures the average change over time in the selling prices received by American producers for their output. Expect those numbers about 8:30 a.m. Eastern. The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. The FBI was assisting after a package sent to Northeastern University's Holmes Hall campus in Boston exploded as a staff member opened it on Tuesday evening. Felipe Colon with the Boston Police Department.
On arrival, they located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded.
NASA says it's 2 weeks away from test crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid, and scientists believe the visuals will be stunning. On September 26, the double asteroid redirect test spacecraft will be used as a battering ram to crash into an asteroid not far from Earth. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A figure in American politics that impeached Democrat President Clinton and represented Republican President Trump during his impeachment.
Ken Starr has died at the age of 76. The former Solicitor General rose to fame as the independent counsel in the investigation that led to the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton. 2 years ago, Starr was also a member of President Trump's defense team when his impeachment went before the Senate. Officials say Starr died at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Hospital in Houston of complications from surgery. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ukrainian troops continue to keep pressure on retreating Russian forces Tuesday, pressing deeper into occupied territory and sending more Russian troops fleeing ahead of a counteroffensive that has inflicted a stunning blow on Moscow's military. It's still not clear if the Ukrainian blitz could signal a turning point in the nearly seven-month war. Robert Sarver, owner of the NBA's Phoenix Suns and the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, has been suspended 1 year and fined $10 million by the NBA as a result of an investigation into the Suns franchise. An investigation found that during that time with the Suns and Mercury, Sarver used racist words at least 5 times when recounting the statements from others. Sarver has since apologized. While I disagree with some of the particulars of the NBA report, I would like to apologize for my words and actions that offended our employees. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.